We're extremely glad that they've arrived safely because obviously it's an extremely hazardous crossing. It's one of the busiest shipping lanes in the world. We're very concerned that people felt desperate enough to make that perilous journey. And we will work with them in the same way that we work with any other people that have arrived.
It seems like a significant amount of people in a short space of time.
Yeah, it does. I mean, it's really worrying. Like I say, we're extremely concerned about the safety of these people. We're not sure what is causing these numbers to come across the channel in such a short space of time. I don't know if it's because of the Brexit negotiations or the fact that winter is coming and people feel that they have to do it now. We're also really concerned that people may be, you know, people who are making this journey are extremely vulnerable, and they're often preyed upon by people traffickers who extort money from them to help them make this journey. We're extremely concerned that people are preying upon them, extorting money to help them make this journey across the channel. And it's not safe for them to be doing it like this. It does seem like more than we typically see. So I don't know if it's because of Brexit negotiations and people worried that the border's going to be tightened up. I don't know if it's because winter's coming and people want to make this journey before the weather gets worse. Those are two possible reasons. I don't know what the reasons are for them making this journey.
From speaking to the Home Office, they've said that they're stepping up coastal patrols. What's your response to that?
Well, my response to that is if it helps to bring these people in safely, that's fantastic. Under the UN Convention for Refugees, we have a legal obligation to take in people who are seeking asylum. I don't know what the legal status is of the people in these boats, but if they are seeking asylum, we have a legal obligation to accept them and to process their applications. Absolutely don't think it should be prevented. I mean, we have Kent has a long-standing history of taking in people seeking sanctuary and refuge. We can go back to the Huguenots seeking refuge in Kent from religious persecution. We can talk about in the 1920s and 30s, miners coming from different parts of the country because they were put out of work for demanding better working conditions. And they came to the Kent mines. And as recently as the First World War, we had, I think, 250,000 people came from Belgium because people are displaced where there are problems in the world. That is always going to happen. We have an obligation to help these people, and we should do that.